In our mini balance here, we're going into part five of our mini balance, and I'm going to go ahead and start it, and hopefully my screen will just pop up, no issues today, and you should be seeing the white. You see the white?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Here we go. All right, part five. The favor of the Lord is here. That's what this part is all about, describing the favor. The Lord had revealed to us that the dimensions or the depth of his wealth, which was way beyond just the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. But he revealed universe, that he is the owner and ruler of the universe. And I love that. It really describes, there is really no description. I don't even know if there's ever been or ever will be a number ever created to describe the what he has. Mm-hmm. All right. It's way beyond anyone at any time. And so he wants to now totally bring us into a place of favor. Now he wants our faith to be elevated to a whole new height concerning not just the prosperity that we learned about, but he wants to increase our faith in the fact of his favor. He wants to really increase it. Now, we do the reduction here. Peace means prosperity. First, it means to join. Don't ever lose that, because that's the key to all of this. The word peace means to join. That word join, we know, means joining unto the Father through the propitiating power of the blood of Jesus. And that comes as brings us into a place of absolute tranquility with the Father. But then secondly, it means prosperity. It means prosperity. So we're getting this understanding where there's peace. In my mind, prosperity is also beside me. Now, the word prosperity is the same exact Hebrew word as peace. It actually does mean shalom. And what that means is welfare, health, and favor. We're focusing on favor. So now, it's all about favor here that God is starting to move and reveal. And he wants to favor us. Oh, my goodness. He wants to favor us. Immensely. Now, the word favor reduces down to this. It means move to favor by petition. It means to bend or stoop in kindness to. That's what the Lord is doing unto us. He's bending Amen. And stooping in kindness unto us. It also means, and I got stars next to it because we're going to deal with this, to show mercy up, to show mercy on. Hmm. All right. It means show mercy on. And then it also means to have pity upon. All right. Powerful definitions. And the last one that we'll deal with is acceptance. All right. So now in favor, and we're going to talk about today the two dimensions of favor. Don't lose me today. Stay focused. Two dimensions of favor we're going to deal with. But first, we're going to just prove to you that the favor of the Lord has come and how the Lord has totally fulfilled Isaiah 9 and 4. And Isaiah 9 and 4 is absolutely finished. In Isaiah 9 and 4, we've been reading it several times over, but we'll read it again. It says in Isaiah 9 and 4, "For thou hast broken the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulder and the rod of his oppressor as in the day of Midian." Now the Lord goes on to confirm Isaiah 9 and 4 is finished. Isaiah prophesied it and Jesus fulfilled it. When he returned in the power of the Father's Spirit, he was anointed to do and fulfill Isaiah 9 and 4. He didn't just fulfill the verse of scripture he reads to them out of the book, but he also fulfilled Isaiah 9 and 4. It was the commencing of the time of favor for all that would come unto him. The reason why it was the commencing of the time of favor is because he broke the yoke of his burden, beat down the staff of his shoulder, destroyed the rod of his oppressor, which is his, meaning us, as in the day of Midian. And here's proof. When the Lord got back from the wilderness after being tempted of the devil, he says this. And it says here in verse chapter 4 of Luke, verse 13, it says, "And when the devil had ended all temptation, he departed from him for a season. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee. And there went out fame of him throughout all the region round about. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written. I love this here. It says, and there was delivered unto him. It doesn't even say he requested it. They brought the scroll with the prophet Isaiah's writings. So somebody was in the spirit. Oh. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written. And this is what he said. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. Yes. So not only that was read from Isaiah, but out of the scripture in Isaiah, I believe this might have been around 54, but Isaiah 9:4 was also done away with. It was fulfilled. And what that did was open the acceptable year. And the word acceptable means it gave us access. We were received. It granted access to, and it also means not to refuse intercourse or friendship. All right? So our intercourse and friendship is not to be refused. When you draw nigh unto him, he will draw nigh back unto you. You will not be refused. All right? I've been granted access into the acceptable year, which also means propitious, but I'm not going to deal too heavily with that right now, because that'll be in part six. But just understand, you are now always received. You always have access. You won't be refused your intimacy or friendship with God anymore. No more. Because Jesus said that scripture was fulfilled when he got back. We're talking 2,000 some odd years later. He didn't fulfill it at his ascension. He didn't fulfill it even at his resurrection. He fulfilled it when he went into the wilderness and beat the brakes off of Satan and all of his temptation. And everything that he would try to do, the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, he tried Jesus with all that. And the Lord whooped him down. And so now this is completely fulfilled. Man, the resurrection just stamps everything completely. But Jesus came back from the wilderness and said, it's already done.
Amen.
The acceptable year of the Lord was already there over 2,000 years ago. How in the world was it there over 2,000 years ago prior to the resurrection of the Lord? I'll tell you why. Because Jesus was preaching rhema. Let me read it from Luke chapter 4, verses 18 through 21 from the AMPC. All right. The Amplified Classic says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me, the anointed one, the Messiah, to preach the good news, the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to announce release to the captives. I love it. And recovery of the sight of the blind, to send forth as delivered those who are oppressed, who are downtrodden, bruised, and crushed, broken down by calamity, to proclaim the accepted, I like that, and acceptable year of the Lord. The day when salvation and the free favors of God profusely abound. It's found in Isaiah 61. There it is. Thank you, Lord. Not Isaiah 54, but he quoted out of Isaiah 61. Then he rolled up the book and gave it back to the attendant, and sat down, and the eyes of all in the synagogue were gazing attentively at him. And he began to speak to them. Today, this scripture, I love how he says it, has been fulfilled while you are present and hearing. My goodness, that makes sense. The reason why they were free and it was fulfilled, because he had opened their hearing. He gave them the ability to hear. He's saying, that now he goes on about telling people all over the place, let him that hath an ear, let him hear. This is why this scripture is fulfilled. It's fulfilled because of our being present and hearing.
Amen.
Praise God. All right. Now, remember, favor means acceptance. All right. We are in the acceptable year of the Lord because of being accepted. All right. We're accepted because of the blood of Jesus. All right. It's made peace between us and the Father. So all those that are accepted because of being joined are in the acceptable year. I'll say that again. All those that are accepted because of being joined are in the acceptable year, the year of free favor. The favor of the Lord is here. It is here. It's not coming.
Amen, God.
Here. And I'm going to tell you why again. All those that are accepted because of being joined are in the acceptable year. As you're hearing the word, even now, you're actually now moving into the acceptable year. If those of you that aren't already there, those of you that have an ear to hear are being placed, properly positioned in the year of free favors. Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your ears. I'm going to say it again. Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your ears. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of favor right now. Why? Because you're hearing. You won't be refused. You've been granted access. It's a place where you're fully received.
Hallelujah, Lord.
It's happening. It's happening. It's happening now. Today, this scripture is fulfilled. Right now, hallelujah, this scripture is right now, hallelujah, this scripture is fulfilled in your ears. You are in the time of free favors.
Hallelujah.
That's a shout from somebody. Somebody needed that right there. Somebody needed to know right now because of the word, the rhema word of God you're hearing.
Hallelujah.
You're in the time of free favor.
Oh, God, I bless.
The favor is profusely abounding. It's abounding. The word profusely means it's abounding in a great degree. It's not just getting you by. It's a great degree. It's a large amount. It's not just getting you over, squeaking barely through. No, no, no. It's in great degree. It's in a large amount. It's a river, praise God. It's a river. It's a river. It's a river. It's a river flowing. You're not just barely making it. No, no, no. Right now, right now, right now, because you're in a river of God's favor. You're flowing in a river of God's flavor, his favor. Right this very moment, you're flowing in a river of God's favor. All right, now there's two levels of it. Let me show you how his favor works. It's here, but let's see how it works. So favor moved in two ways. We need to understand this. It broke us free through the power of his word. That's the first level of favor. When the word comes, as it is right now, you're under favor. That's why I'm telling you, you're in favor right now. Because the word is coming. The word is coming. He's favoring you with his word. All right. So when the word is coming and it's breaking you free and all that fallow ground is getting broken up, all that stuff is being cultivated. You are in the first level of his favor. It comes by way of mercy. The first level of favor comes by way of mercy, which you'll see in just a second. Those of you that are following notes, you can already see it. Secondly, it has positioned us. The second dimension is for an outpouring of prosperity, tangible wealth. Because we are at peace and joined with the Father. First level comes with mercy. That's the meaning of favor. It comes with mercy and it comes with pity. So what we're learning is that when God is coming, when the Lord is coming and he's giving us his word, it's the word by itself already denotes you're in favor. If you had a notion, praise God, to dial into this line and get on this this Zoom broadcast, then you are in the favor of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. If you're sitting there listening and you're not being distracted, let me tell you something. If you're being distracted, the enemy's messing with your favor. But if you're sitting there listening and you've got focus, you are flowing in favor. This is his mercy. This is his pity. Why? Because the first level of favor is when he gave us his rhema. He's giving you the rhema. And it's destroying Satan's hold over your mindset. It's destroying where you were prior to listening and hearing the rhema. It's positioning you. This is God's pity. This is the Lord's pity. This is his mercy. It's flowing through his love. So we need to see it for what it's truly worth. When rhema comes, he's having pity on us and showing us mercy. The reason is because of the bondage we're so often in. And due to the bondage, we are out of position for prosperity, period. Period. Sin is a reproach to any people. It keeps you out of position. But the moment the rhema word comes, he's favoring you. I'm telling you, this scripture is fulfilled. He said it. It's fulfilled in your ears, man. It's fulfilled in your hearing, praise God. It is now. You're moving in the free favor of God. You're not earning anything. You're sitting right where you are. You did not earn this. You did not study for this. He's giving it to you, praise God.
Hallelujah, God.
I'm considered to be a gift of the Spirit. I'm a gift. I'm a gratuity unto you through Christ Jesus. He's gifting you favor right now to break you out of your circumstances. Hallelujah. This is a gratuity. You're sitting there being favored, hearing the word.
Hallelujah.
I'm being favored. I'm hearing what I'm saying, and I'm being favored. The sower and the reaper rejoice together. I'm being favored because of this. I'm in the year of free favors.
Hallelujah.
But it starts with the rhema word. His pity. Again, we need to see it. He's not nagging you or me to be sanctified. He is pitying us and having mercy on us to sanctify us. He's not nagging you. He's not trying to bother you. Don't ever think he's nagging you to get in his word. Don't ever think he's, you got the wrong mindset. It's not nagging. It's his pity. It's his mercy to keep you sanctified so you can flow in prosperity. It's not God being a pain in your neck. No, no, no. God's trying to take a pain out your neck. He's moving through pity and mercy. It's favor, praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
So we can live in his prosperity. We can remain in his prosperity. Never think God is nagging you. I don't feel like getting in my word. He's not nagging you. He's having pity on you because he knows you're out of position for your breakthrough, for his prosperity. So the first level of favor is his mercy and pity to give us his rhema, to get us in position. The second level, remember the word favor means acceptance. He gets you into a place of being accepted unto prosperity. So now, as he has pity and mercy, after I flow in his pity and mercy through his rhema, I now flow in a place of being accepted. I'm in the acceptance. And when I tap into the place of being accepted, it's because of now I'm joined because of this wonderful mercy pity that's coming through the rhema. Now I'm joined unto the Father, which we've been hearing and hearing and hearing, but hear it again. Now I'm joined unto the Father because now I'm expiated. I have no more shame or guilt on me. I got no fear or doubt. I'm expiated. I'm in the place of now faith, if you will. I'm joined. Oh,
thank you, God.
And in his acceptance, we are able to enter in his acceptance. Now we enter into the acceptable year of the Lord. Now I'm fully in. This is where we are lavished with prosperity and kindness. This is where we're beautified by him. So the first level of favor sets us up for the second level of favor. But don't ever think you're out of favor, my God. See, you just want the boom, the bang. You just want to see the money cometh. It will, but understand to receive the first level of favor first. Gather your daily bread. Yes. Get your fragments. That's why it says gather them that nothing be lost. My goodness, you're about to have a revelation in that in a whole new way. He says gather them that nothing, gather the fragments that remain that nothing be lost. The oohs and the ahs, the notes that you're supposed to be taking right now. If you're not taking notes, I'm going to tell you something. I'm not trying to put you out there, but I'm going to tell you, if you're not taking notes on the oohs and the ahs and the things that minister to you, you're letting favor go. You're losing favor. There's much food in the tillage of the poor. You're losing your food because you're not judging properly. You're not doing what you need to do. So you should be writing down what's speaking to your spirit. That's favor for you for later to keep you in favor. All right. But the favor of the Lord is here nonetheless. Don't get it twisted. It says in the Holy Ghost, now I better understand why there is much food in the tillage of the poor. He was coming to proclaim his rhema to us. Anyone outside of the rhema word, the gospel, was considered in his eyes as being poor.
Amen.
Oh, goodness. Oh, so now there's a lot of tillage in the food of the poor. There's a lot of food in the tillage of the poor. But my goodness, but because we don't judge, we don't look at it, we're not taking it, we're not gathering it, man, it's destroyed for want of judgment. It's destroyed because we're not doing right by it. So he knew that by giving us his rhema word, we would be broken free from the tyranny and oppression of Satan. He knew we would now be positioned for his prosperity. All right, now let's go into the example of this. All right, if you're with me, say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. In Acts 4, verses 29 to 35, let's look at the example of the first and level shift here. It's powerful. It says, and now, Lord, behold their threatenings. Grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word. And grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of the Holy Child Jesus. So their prayer was that they really wanted to be bold enough to really speak his word. They were asking for miracles and signs and wonders, whatever they could get to be fully full, filled with boldness to speak the word. And when they prayed this prayer, this is what happened in verse 31. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. And here's that word again, Kurt, and they were all filled. And I put just in parentheses next to the word filled, the definition of it. The Greek definition means fully influenced. Wow. And they were all filled, fully influenced. Now, if you remember the definition of favor, or grace rather, it is favor, which also means the divine influence. All right. Mm-hmm. So you could see the first level of favor kick in. They were fully influenced with the Holy Ghost. And watch what happened. And they spake the word of God with boldness. The very thing they prayed came to pass immediately. Mm-hmm. They were filled. First level of favor came and God filled them with his word. He filled them with a boldness. He filled them. He fully influenced them. All right. So first level is complete in verse 31. And the multitude of them that believe were of one heart. Look at verse 32 starts to reveal the second dimension of favor right away. And the multitude of them that heard believed of one were of one heart and of one soul. Neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things common. All right. Verse 33 says, and with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Neither was there any among them that lacked. Why? Why is that? For as many, look at second level here. Nobody had lack anymore. I'm talking about financial lack. Second level of favor kicked in. First level, they were filled, fully influenced. Second level kicks in. Now, none of them have lack. And this is why. For as many as were possessors of lands and or houses sold them and brought the prices of the things which were sold. And they laid them down at the apostles' feet. And distribution was made unto every man according as he had need.
Hallelujah.
The second level is fulfilled. Because why? Because the first level came and they were, and I like that word again, Kurt, and they were filled. Oh, there's something about being filled. Remember, I've been telling you, I feel like I'm about to explode. I feel like that this thing's about to shatter. Well, the Lord let me know. I'm telling you, when I was reviewing again this morning, the Spirit of God let me know. He said, listen, this is what you've been feeling. You've been filled, hallelujah, and you're about to
hallelujah,
break
Jesus.
To the second dimension of my favor. I
hallelujah, God.
I've got influence all over
hallelujah.
You. And now the second level of favor is about to break.
Hallelujah, God.
Whoo, glory be to God. I said, that's what this has been about. You've been filling me with these fragments and I've been getting so full of your word. I said, because you're about to reveal, you're about to manifest what is already here. The second level's coming. When the second level hits, man, it will support you continuing in the first level of faith.
Yes,
that you'll get up daily and eat your daily bread. That you'll look for the fragments throughout the day. You listen. The call here, people, hear me now. I'm shifting on you. The call here is not to nibble on a fragment. The call here is to be filled with these fragments.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen.
Ooh, glory. Here we go. Here's your note. Here's your Holy Ghost note from the first and second level of favor. Here's the Holy Ghost note. Verse 32 shows us they were in a place of total propitiation. They were free from the mindset and the ways of Satan, that the way Satan would do things. Isaiah 9 and 4 showed up when they began to speak the word with boldness and the place began to shake. So they came way above any other mindset of leaven. They came way beyond what leaven was. What was stopping their boldness was the fact that they weren't filled. And when they got filled, they were filled with boldness to speak the word. And that tells me that in their boldness, it tells me all of the leaven and doubt and all that stuff that they had was purged out. So they were totally, totally filled with God's first level of favor.
That's
God. They were totally filled with it. And then it goes on to say, verse 31 makes it even more plain. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost. I got those two scriptures back in, they're out of order. But it's verse 31, then verse 32. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost. So you know the mindset and the ways of Satan were absolutely broken. Verse 34 and 35 reveal second level. Prosperity showed up as a result of the Lord's pity and mercy, breaking them free from Satan's mindset. Let me give you a side note that the Holy Spirit just dropped in my spirit. If you remember at the end of this, when these two, when they kicked into both levels of favor, and when they, the first level denotes that they were completely, fully influenced, we get two people that came in and try to play games, and it, by the name of Ananias and Sapphira. And they tried to play games after this took place. Now I understand why they dropped dead. Because the fullness of Jesus, watch this now, was moving. And I'm telling you, the fullness of Jesus was moving. You say, okay, Apostle, what do you mean the fullness? Well, if you remember over in John 1, which we'll look at in a few. In John 1, it says, and they received of his fullness, grace for grace. When both levels of grace are moving and the fullness of Jesus is moving and it's gone beyond the pity and the mercy and now it's into the manifestation of the second level, when grace for grace is in the room, don't play. Don't play with it, because that's when it becomes very dangerous, because the fullness of Jesus is testifying unto his people and they came in trying to act like they were under the influence. They were under the influence of that leaven where they were trying to hold back some of their money and not putting in the full price.
Wow.
And because of that, they dropped dead because the fullness of the Lord was on display. I'm telling you right now, and I feel an apostolic warning coming up out of my spirit. When you start to see grace for grace, stop playing. Don't play with it.
Jesus.
When God is moving and he's showing you and he's changing your thinking, and all of a sudden he's manifesting a tangible wealth and prosperity, don't play with it. Because of his fullness, they were receiving. Ah, that's just a side note. All right, now. So now, they now have the mind of God and disperse prosperity to all that lack. So now we see second level. Now the favor turns into tangible blessing for them all. No more lack and no more financial oppression. Favor truly kicked in. So if you don't see a way financially, but he's keeping you free in propitiation, know this, favor has another level. And he will, and he's about to manifest tangibly your tangible need.
Amen.
And he wants you and I filled. He filled them when he fed them. The fragments, and this is the revelation behind the fragments, it's so good. The fragments needed to be gathered. Not, listen, they were gathered, Jesus was having them gathered so that they could stay filled. It was prophetically speaking to us.
Mm.
They were filled. But he said, gather the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. He wasn't just trying to just feed them. There's a tweaking in the rhema here. He wasn't just trying to keep them fed. Those fragments were designed to keep them filled. Remember, we learned the revelation behind fragments. Fragments become meals.
Yes, they do.
Meals are meant to fill.
That's God.
He's trying, and his desire is to keep us filled. Why? Because when you're filled, you spill over into the next dimension of favor. Doesn't want us destitute any longer with fear and doubt of any kind. Staying filled keeps the first level of favor stabilized. And in turn, the second level of favor can manifest. Ooh, glory. You can pity me all day long, Lord. You can pity me all day long. You can have mercy on me all day long. Feed me this rhema word. Feed me. Yeah, remember that old song, "Here's My Cup, Lord"? Fill it up, Lord.
Fill it up.
This thirsting of my soul. Bread from heaven. Listen what it says. Feed me till I want no more.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man. Come on. That song was so dynamic and so on point. That's what God is saying. No. Come on. It's time to stop being depleted.
Hallelujah.
Like we don't have enough to eat. It's time to stop walking around hungry and destitute because we're not eating what he's given us, because we're not gathering the fragments. No, it's time to stop the foolishness, and it's time to devour everything that God has. Listen here. Here's my ticket to more. To him that hath shall more be given. I'll never, my God, the Bible says, of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. There's so much peace. It's always expanding. The rhema word is always expanding. But it's time for us to stop eating a good meal and then all of a sudden go hungry for 2 or 3 days. That's foolishness, because we're stopping the prosperity that God has intended on in and on our lives. We can't live like this. Got to stop. Why do we always have to be in a place of starvation before we will sit and eat the rhema? That's a fool. Why do we always got to be going through hell and high water before we sit down and really eat the rhema and get filled? Gather the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Because when you begin to eat the fragment, it will become a meal. I know sometimes when I eat a heavy dinner, I wake up not hungry the next day. And I know typically that's the way it goes. And sometimes when we eat the rhema, we're not hungry. But man, if you're not hungry, at least snack on it to keep that filling stay right there. To keep that filling. Keep that filling stabilized. You're still filled. Because when they were filled, prosperity came. First level is to fill you. The second level is to bless you. Here's an old story. Here's an old story for you. It's all about grace for grace. And I'm winding up right here. It says, and of his fullness. There it is. I told you. This is why Ananias and Sapphira dropped dead. Because of his fullness have all received. And grace for grace. First level went to second level. His fullness was being revealed. Jesus was revealing, I'm not just the Lord of your inside. I'm the Lord of your outside too.
Yes, God.
I'm not just showing you and giving you peace on the inside, but I'm giving you peace on your outside. And they all came up out of lack. Grace for grace. His fullness, his completeness was in the room. Jesus. Jesus. You see, when people get raised from the dead, it's because his completeness is in the room. The room is fully influenced. The room is fully, and then the dead rise. Grace for grace. Healing breaks out because the fullness enters in the room. We get so influenced by the first level of his grace. The second level of his grace kicks in. And manifestation of health and wealth begin to take place. Oh, glory be to God. Remember, grace means the acceptable or favor. It means the divine influence upon the heart and its reflection in the life. And I'm closing. It means acceptable. It means favor. But then it means the divine influence upon the heart and its reflection in the life. The definition alone, watch this, reveals the latter and former reigns in that order. Divine influence is revealed first. Divine influence upon the heart, right? And then it reveals the second level of favor. Its reflection. What's reflection? The divine influence is reflection. Where at? In your life. Meaning prosperity shows up. Staying filled with his rhema, our daily bread fragments, will truly cause us to receive his fullness on our lives. Favor of the Lord is here. It is a time for the free favors of our God. It is. We're there. We're in it. That's why it's already here. You're already being saturated in it right now. So now, it also reveals here, it reveals the first level and second level of favor. All in the definition. We see former and latter. We see latter and former, divine influence and reflection. And we see first level, divine influence of favor. And second level, it's reflection, prosperity. Just even in the definition alone, it shows two levels. Amazing. But boy, oh boy, it's all about being filled, staying filled. Part six, we're going to get into on Wednesday. Part six, and I should be wrapping up between Wednesday and Thursday. I believe next Sunday we will be back on to our regular teaching and new teachings. But part six is we talk about the acceptable year of the Lord. We go fully in on it. But hear the Lord today, everyone. Don't ever think that favor isn't here. Don't ever think. You'll know when you're out of the favor of God, when you're not listening and you're not hearing the word. That's when you need to, that needs to be, You need, you just say, give me pity, give me mercy, please. Open my ears. And then let it start flowing, let it start flowing, let it start flowing, man, and get yourself filled with this. Because the dam is about to break. Oh, prosperity is coming. It's coming. It's here. It's here. It's here. It's here. It's here for you now. It's here for me right now. It's here. The favor of the Lord is here. It's all over you. It's all over you. All over you. favor is all over you. If you heard this word, my goodness, you are under the favor of the Lord. Second level is right here with it. They're moving in the first month. They're moving together. They're here. They're here. But listen, please do righteous judgment. Understand when there is still some leaven there that's trying to take the place of the unleavened nourishment. And go ahead and knock that thing out. Purge it out. Why? Because if there be any leaven, then you're not filled with the unleavened. So you gotta bite down in this word until your mind has completely shifted, and you will know when you're seated in a heavenly place. You will know when you're in the right dimension in its totality. You'll feel unstoppable. That should be the totality of propitiation being your vision. And then you speak with persuasion being your force. You open up that second dimension, that second level of prosperity or favor, rather. You open it up. You prophesy to it. And it starts to fall. It starts to fall. It's not really you. It's the divine influence upon you.
Amen.
That's now ready to say, let me bring the reflection. Let me just manifest the reflection. The reflection of your influence is already prosperous. Your influence is prosperous. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank
God. Hallelujah, Master. We got a few comments in here. We got a few here. Elder Donna says, amen, amen. And Elder Allison says, amen, amen, and amen. Minister Kurt says, amen to being filled.
Yes.
You know that's right. Amen. Elder Donna says hallelujah, and Elder Allison says hallelujah, and Elder Donna then says glory to God. Amen and all. Amen and all. So on point. So now receive the word, and please recognize, discern when the word is coming to you, its favor. When someone calls you and wants to share, think about this. When someone calls you and wants to share the word with you or text you, you need to lift your hands and thank God for his favor.
Mm-hmm.
You need to recognize, oh man, I'm being favored. Jesus, yes. And then you keep eating that favor that's coming, because that favor that's coming is designed to propitiate your mind that might not be propitiated. So then you're positioned to receive prosperity too. It's still the same adage, everyone. It's salvation and success being revealed in that order. I feel him on the line right now. I feel a shift. I feel a mighty shift. It's a mighty shift going on. Lift your hands with me and just begin to thank him for favor. Thank him for favor. Just that's all I want you to do. It's just thank him. Recognize it and thank him for it. Thank you for your favor. Thank you so much for favoring us. We give you praise for your favor. Thank you for your favor, Jesus. We live by your means, O Lord.
Hallelujah, God.
Live by your means, O God.
Hallelujah, Lord. Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for your faith.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for your faith. Thank you for your faith. Built on thanksgiving, are we?
Thank you.
We thank you, Lord. We recognize your faith. In the form of your rhema word, We recognize as we're filled all of your favor, all of your prosperity is coming into our atmosphere. It's coming into our possession. Thank you for your faith. Oh, yes, Lord.
Thank you.
I don't have to wait until I'm hungry to eat. Oh, I don't have to wait until I'm destitute to eat. I can eat while I'm filled, Master. Thank you for your faith. I remember I went on a cruise once with Prophetess, and she took me on a cruise, and we went, and it was a 7-course meal, and our last course was a cheese course that they served. A cheese course for the last. Can you imagine eating cheese at the last course? But it made sense. It didn't go down wrong. It was right. I just enjoyed every course for what it was. Well, I believe the Lord is wanting to give us that too. The 7 spirits of God, the 7 courses in which we eat. It's the 7-fold Holy Ghost in it. We can hang out with wisdom. We can hang out with knowledge. We can hang out with understanding. We can hang out with counsel. We can keep eating. Hallelujah, Jesus. The 7 spirits of God speaking, giving wisdom, giving reverence. There's many ways to eat the fragments. But we don't have to stop eating. We don't have to not be filled. Hallelujah, Master. Ooh, glory be to God. Amen. Amen, Lord. Thank you for your favor today and every day thereafter. Amen. That's all I've got for today. That's everything. Your day is going to be so full of God's favor. The means of Jesus are going to flow freely to you today. Amen. Amen.